నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఫస్ట్ క్యాంటో 17th చాప్టర్ పనిష్మెంట్ అండ్ రివార్డ్ ఆఫ్ కలి టెక్స్ట్ 24. తపః శౌచం దయా సత్యం ఇతి పాదః కృతే కృతః అధర్మాంశైః అధర్మాంశైః త్రయో భగ్నః స్మయ సంగ మదైస్ తవ. తపో శౌచం దయా సత్యం ఇతి పాదా కృతే కృతః అధర్మాంశైస్ త్రయో భాగ్నా అధర్మాంశైస్ త్రయో భాగ్నా స్మయ సంగమదైస్తవ. మయో సంగమదైస్తవ తపో శౌచం దయా సత్యం ఇతి పాదాకృతే కృతః అధర్మాంశైస్ త్రయో భగ్నా స్మయ సంగమదైస్తవ తపో శౌచం దయా సత్యం ఇతి పాదాకృతే కృతః అధర్మాంశైస్ త్రయో భగ్నా స్మయ సంగమదైస్తవ తపః ఆస్టెరిటీ శౌచం క్లెన్లినెస్ దయా మర్సీ సత్యం ట్రూత్ఫుల్నెస్ ఇతి దాస్ పాదః లెగ్స్ కృతే ఇన్ ద ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ సత్య కృతః ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ అధర్మ ఇర్రిలిజియాసిటీ అంశై బై ద పార్ట్ త్రయః త్రీ కంబైన్డ్ భగ్నః బ్రోకెన్ స్మయ ప్రైడ్ సంగ టూ మచ్ అసోసియేషన్ విత్ విమెన్ మదై ఇంటాక్సికేషన్ తవ యోర్ పర్పోర్ట్ Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In the age of Satya, truthfulness, your four legs were established by the four principles of austerity, cleanliness, mercy and truthfulness. But it appears that three of your legs are broken due to rampant irreligion in the form of pride, lust for women and intoxication. Please repeat after me. In the age of Satya, truthfulness, your four legs were established by the four principles of austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness. But it appears that three of your legs are broken due to rampant irreligion in the form of pride, lust for women, and intoxication. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The deluding energy or material nature can act upon the living beings proportionately in terms of the living beings falling prey to the deluding attraction of Maya. Moths are captivated by the glaring brightness of light, and thus they become prey to the fire. Similarly, the deluding energy is always captivating the conditioned soul to become prey to the fire of delusion, and the Vedic scriptures warn the conditioned souls not to become prey to delusion but to get rid of it. The Vedas warn us to go not to the darkness of ignorance but to the progressive path of light. The Lord Himself also warns that the deluding power of material energy is too powerful to overcome. But one who completely surrenders unto the Lord can easily do so. But to surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord is also not very easy. Such surrender is possible by persons of austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness. These four principles of advanced civilization are were remarkable features in the age of Satya. In that age, every human being was practically a qualified Brahmana of the highest order. And in the social orders of life, they were all Paramahansas or the topmost in the renounced order. By cultural standing, the human beings were not at all subjected to the deluding energy. Such strong men of character were competent enough to get away from the clutches of Maya. But gradually, as the basic principles of Brahminical culture, namely austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness, became curtailed by proportionate development of pride, attachment for women, and intoxication, the path of salvation or the path of transcendental bliss retreated far, far away from human society. With the progression of the age of Kali, people are becoming very proud and attached to women and intoxication. By the influence of the age of Kali, even a pauper is proud of his penny. The women are always dressed in an overly attractive fashion to victimize the minds of men. And the man is addicted to drinking wine, smoking, drinking tea, and chewing tobacco, etc. All these habits, a so-called advancement of civilization, are the root causes of irreligiosities. And therefore, it is not possible to check corruption, bribery, and nepotism. Men cannot check all these evils simply by statutory acts or police vigilance. But he can cure the disease of the mind by the proper medicine, namely advocating the principles of Brahminical culture or the principles of austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness. Modern civilization and economic development are creating a new situation of poverty and scarcity, with the result of blackmailing the consumer, blackmailing the consumer's commodities. If the leaders and the rich men of the society spend 50% of their accumulated wealth mercifully for the misled mass of people and educate them in God consciousness, the knowledge of Bhagavatam, certainly the age of Kali, will be defeated in its attempt to entrap the conditioned soul. We must always remember that false pride or too high an estimation of one's own values of life, undue attachment to women or association with them, and intoxication with divert human civilization form from the path of peace, however, must be, we must always remember that false pride or too high an estimation of one's own values of life, undue attachment to women or association with them, and intoxication will divert human civilization from the path of peace, however much the people clamor for peace in this world. The preaching of the Bhagavatam principles will automatically render all men austere, clean, both inside and outside, merciful to the suffering, and truthful in daily behavior. That is the way of correcting the flaws of human society, which are very prominently exhibited at the present moment. So, punishment and reward of Kali. Parikshit Maharaj was traveling throughout his kingdom just to see how people are doing. In the Vedic time, it was the custom that the king sometimes would go out just to see for himself how his citizens were doing. So Parikshit Maharaj also was doing that, and he came across this strange sight that a Sudra dressed like a king was torturing the bull and the cow. The three legs of the bull were broken, and this person was beating the cows, and the cow was shedding tears in agony. So Parikshit Maharaj immediately pulled out his sword to chastise this miscreant who dares to torture a bull and a cow in his kingdom. So Parikshit Maharaj was about to kill that person, but that person begged for his life. He said, he pleaded, "Please don't kill me." Then Parikshit Maharaj told him, "Okay, I won't kill you. Since you begged for your life, I will not kill you. But you can't live in my kingdom." He banished that person, the Shudra dressed as a king. So then that person told Kali, told Parikshit Maharaj, "Now how can I be banished? Because the entire, where shall I go if you banish me? Because your kingdom spreads throughout the entire earth planet. So I am in the earth planet, and if you banish me, where shall I go? Because the whole earth planet is your kingdom." Then Parikshit Maharaj gave this person four places. Those four places are where there will be meat eating, where there will be intoxication, where there will be illicit sex, and gambling. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki, Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki, Jai Shri Shri Gaunitai ki. Then again, this personality looked around and he found that in Parikshit Maharaj's kingdom, nobody actually indulges in those activities. So he begged again, "You banished me, but then you allow me to stay at certain places, but in your kingdom nobody indulges in those activities." And then finally Parikshit Maharaj gave him the fifth place. That fifth place is gold. Fifth place is gold. So then this person became satisfied. He felt, okay, at least I found some place to live. And now I will see what to do. He thought, now that I got some place, I will see how I can establish myself. Now, who is this person who is actually a Shudra, but who is dressed like a king? Kali. So, and what was he doing? He was torturing the bull and the cow. Who is the bull? Bull is the dharma personified. And who is the cow? Mother Earth. So Kali, what does Kali do? Kali's business is to torture dharma and exploit Mother Earth. This is the age of Kali. In this age, that will become the basic standard for everyone. Everyone will reject dharma. They will act against dharma, and they will exploit Mother Earth. We notice how in this age, these four sinful activities have become so prominent. Knowing that Kali is the agent of adharma, Parikshit Maharaj actually gave him the places that belong to adharma. But during Parikshit Maharaj's kingdom, dharma was so well established that there was no adharmic activity going on in his kingdom. So, then Kali got, that's why Kali said, "Where shall I go? Because in your kingdom, nobody indulges in these activities." Therefore, Kali was given the fifth place. What is the fifth place? The fifth place is gold. Now, gold in the age of Kali will not be used in Krishna's service. So, if gold is not used, if wealth is not used in Krishna's service, it becomes a place for Kali. So this is how Kali spreads his influence. And now we can see so much has changed in last 5,000 years. 5,000 years ago in this planet, practically no one was indulging in the sinful activities. They were not indulging in this, they were not breaking this for regulative principles of dharma. But now, what has become the standard? Practically everywhere, people are breaking this principle. People are eating meat, people are taking intoxication, people are indulging in illicit sex, and people are involved in gambling. And not only that, they get involved, they indulge, but those activities have become the principal standard for the society in this age. Meat eating has become so prominent that people think that without meat there won't be any food. If they don't eat meat, there won't be any food. So meat has become the basic food for everybody. The meat is the main food, and the other things are actually the side things. Like in India, especially in Bengal, rice is the staple food. Rice is the main food, right? And then they add other things to rice. Sabji, dal. they mix it with rice. Rice is the main food. Nowadays, especially in the West, meat has become the main food and everything else is the side dish. Intoxication. Nowadays people are not only indulging in alcohol, but they are indulging in very heavy kind of intoxication that are derived from heavy poison, like opium. Drinking alcohol is not at all considered to be an intoxication. Their regular lifestyle is based on drinking. I remember when I went to the West first, I found that water was not available. Nobody serves water. You go to a restaurant, they don't serve water. You have to have either beer or wine. And if you want water, then you have to buy. It was unthinkable, buying water. In India, when I was young, the understanding was that to charge money for water is a big crime. To sell water is a crime. If somebody asks water, you should immediately give that. And giving water is a form of piety, pious activity. Then illicit sex, it has become the normal standard for people today. In the West nowadays, people don't get married. They live together. Boyfriend, girlfriend. And not only they, and this, and even if people are married, it's a very common thing to have an affair with somebody else. The wife is running after some other men, and men are running after somebody else's wife. So, this has become the basic standard. And gambling, billions of dollars are being invested in gambling. Cities are built for gambling. Las Vegas, the whole city has been built just for gambling. Not only gambling is the main thing, but when there is gambling, the other activities are also already connected to that. When there is gambling, prostitution is there. Intoxication is there, meat eating is there. So this is the state of affairs. And India, the land of dharma, is also following that. Today, India is imitating America. India is imitating the West. America is setting the standard and everybody else follows. Whatever America does today, Europe does it tomorrow, and the rest of the world does it day after tomorrow. And India is also doing that. Like, it's becoming so degraded, this country. But what is the result? The result is adharma will prevail. And what happens when adharma prevails? When adharma prevails, people become deluded, people become bewildered, and they suffer. Dharma leads to real enjoyment. Dharma leads to real peace and prosperity. But adharma leads to suffering and death. So Parikshit Maharaj could foresee what would happen. Not that just by chance Parikshit Maharaj gave these places. Parikshit Maharaj, a perfect agent of Krishna, he knew everything. He knew that this was the age of adharma. Therefore, he gave Kali those four places. Adharma stands on these four legs. Adharma stands on these four legs, meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex and gambling. So when these activities increase, we have to understand that adharma is being established. And opposite to adharma is dharma. So if one wants to follow the path of dharma, then what should he do? He must stop these four activities. Person wants to follow the path of dharma must give up meat, fish, eggs, all kinds of non-vegetarian food, must give up intoxication, must give up illicit sex, and must give up gambling. So that is what ISKCON is propagating. That is why we follow these four principles. If you seriously want to remain on the path of dharma, don't break this principle. No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling. And then practice the yuga dharma. What is the yuga dharma? The foundation of dharma are these four activities. And what is the practice of dharma in this age? Chanting the holy name of the Lord. Not only chanting. The yuga dharma in this age is sankirtan, congregational chanting. Not only just chanting individually, but inducing others to also chant. That is the dharma of this age. You chant and make others to chant. If you chant, that is not enough. If you chant, it is the half the activity. What is the other half? The other half is to make others chant. So in order to make others chant, what do you have to do? In order to make others chant, you have to preach to them. So that's why preaching is so important. You're chanting, that is very good. Are you all chanting? I couldn't hear. Are you chanting? Okay, let's see who all are chanting. Raise your hand. Okay, very good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Very good. And how many of you are chanting 16 rounds every day? I'm seeing whose hands are not going up. Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. What happens when you chant? What happens? Why should we chant? Why should we follow dharma? Following dharma is like abiding by the law. Dharma is actually the laws given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we abide by the law, then what happens? When you abide by the law, okay, let's put it the other way around. When you don't follow the law, then what happens? Yes. When you don't follow the law, then you get punished. Now, if following the law is opposite to breaking the law, then when you follow the law, then what happens? You enjoy. Do you want to enjoy or do you want to suffer? How many of you want to suffer? Nobody. How many of you want to enjoy? Okay. So if you want to enjoy, what do you have to do? Follow the path of dharma. And what is the yuga dharma? The yuga dharma for this age is sankirtan. That's what Parikshit Maharaj knew. Parikshit Maharaj knew that Kali Yuga is a very, very degraded age. Very, very difficult time. But he knew that Kali Yuga has one advantage. He knew from, Parikshit Maharaj knew Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there are many, many such descriptions. One of the description is, Navajogendras are telling King Nimi. Kalir Doshe Nidhe Rajan. Dear King, the age of Kali is full of sinful activity. Kalir doshe nidhe rajan, asti hi eko mahan guna, kirtana deva krishnasya, mukta sanga paranipurti. Kali Yuga is the ocean of sinful activity. But this age has one great advantage. What is that great advantage? Kirtana deva krishnasya. If one chants the holy name of Krishna, mukta sanga param bhajet, he will become free from the bondage of material nature. So he considered that it's a difficult age. It's a very, very sinful, very degraded, very difficult age. But it has one great advantage. Therefore, he decided that let Kali live. That's why Parikshit Maharaj did not kill Kali. Let Kali live. Disadvantages are there, but if there is a great advantage, that is an advantage. Therefore, those who are intelligent, what they will do? They will take advantage of this great good fortune. Kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param prajet. Just by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can become free from the material bondage. So do you want to become free from material bondage? Yeah? Okay, few hands went up. Who wants to become free from the material bondage? Very good. So how to become free from material bondage? Just chant the holy name. So are you chanting the holy name nicely? And are you following the four regulative principles? So make sure that you do that. Follow the four regulative principles, chant Hare Krishna, you'll become free from the bondage. People may think that how is it possible that so easily one will become free from material bondage. Yes, by Krishna's divine arrangement it is possible. Therefore Parikshit Maharaj reacted in this way. Therefore Parikshit Maharaj didn't kill Kali. Therefore Parikshit Maharaj tolerated all these sinful activities of Kali. Jai Shri Shri Gaurnitai ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki, Sandipani Muni ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So it's a great advantage that we have. So, mercy, austerity, mercy, truthfulness and cleanliness. These are the four pillars of dharma. When they break, then meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex and gambling. These four activities will become prevalent. Now, the Western world is promoting meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex and gambling. So what should we do? We must defeat that. In order to defeat the Western materialistic propaganda, what is necessary? It is necessary to establish dharma by inspiring people to follow these four regulative principles and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Why did you come to Ujjain? Why did we come to Ujjain? Chiranjeevi, maybe you can tell us. You are one of the first persons who came here with me. Why did we come to Ujjain? Right. To preach Krishna consciousness. To make others take to Krishna consciousness. Now we are here to inspire people to take to Krishna consciousness. Raghav Pandit, are people taking to Krishna consciousness here? How do you know? Temple people come to see the temple. They think, oh, it's a nice place to go in the evening. We'll recognize, we'll understand by seeing whether people are taking to following the four regulative principles. Are the people following? Sony? Following? Aur kitne log follow kar rahe hain? Acha. Om Prakash? Yeah, Om Prakash. Om Prakash. Hare Krishna. Okay, it's nice that you are practicing, but the whole of Ujjain should be doing that. Isn't it? That is our business. Not just chanting ourselves, that's very good, but that's not enough. What we have to do, we have to make others chant. Right? Are you making others chant? Who did you make? Who are those other people that you made them to chant and follow the principle? Charity first begins at home. Gharwale sab palan kar rahe hain, maan rahe hain. Hai na? Very good. So aap ghar jab tayar ho gaye hain, to bahar jana hai. Ghar mein jab sab bhakt ban gaye hain, तो अब बाहर जाके दूसरे को भी और आदमी कह सकते हैं कि पीपल कैन से ओ यू आर कन्वर्टिंग पीपल. नो, वी आर नॉट कन्वर्टिंग पीपल. वी आर सिंपली टेलिंग पीपल हाउ टू बिकम सिचुएटेड ऑन पैथ ऑफ धर्म, पैथ ऑफ रिलीजियोसिटी. That's why Prabhupada was so insistent whenever he spoke to some Christian leaders. Prabhupada's point was, why aren't you following the instructions of Jesus Christ? Jesus says, thou shalt not kill. Why are you killing the innocent animal? Then sometimes they would say, Jesus said, thou shalt not kill, meaning you should not kill human beings. Jesus gave a license to kill the animal. But Prabhupada again pointed out, no, when you kill a human, it's called murder. Jesus didn't say, thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not kill. Killing animals also killing. And now I heard, because of Prabhupada's insisting on that, now they are changing the Bible. They quickly went and changed the Bible. Thou shalt not kill. Instead of thou shalt not kill, now they are saying, thou shalt not murder. Scriptures cannot be altered. Scriptures must be followed as it is. And not only we can see that Jesus is promoting vegetarianism. In Bible we get description. In paradise, there is no meat. So they want to go to paradise. In paradise, even lions eat grass. So what to speak of human beings? In paradise, even lions eat grass. They want to go to paradise. So they at least have to start practicing. In paradise there won't be any meat, so let us stop eating meat here only. So these practices are very, very important for spiritual advance. Some people say, well, Islam promotes meat eating. That is understandable, that meat eating is allowed in that culture, because they are from the desert. In desert there is nothing to eat. In desert you don't get apples and grapes and pears and milk. In desert you have to just live on animal flesh. So that is allowed, but not cow killing. Only when they came to India, found there so many cows, they said, oh, let's eat cows. But originally, Muhammad never sanctioned killing cows. Killing camels or eating the flesh is okay, because that's about what they get there. Also, another thing that they used to eat there is that they have a kind of a ship, and those ships grow a lump of flesh at the back. So in order to eat that, they didn't have to kill the sheep. They would just cut the flesh, the excess growth of the flesh. So killing animal, we can see, like even for food, killing animal was not sanctioned, not authorized. Another incident in Bible, Old Testament, is very, very significant. When Moses was taking them from Egypt to Israel, when Moses was taking the Jews from Egypt to Israel, by the mercy of the Lord, they were getting a food every day. There was thousands of people. Moses released the Jews who were enslaved in Egypt by the king. So he made a pact that the Jews should be released. So king finally agreed. After a lot of struggle, he agreed because they are the slaves. So they used to do all the hard work. And now you have to release them. So he was not agreeing. But finally, the king agreed. So then Moses was leading them from Egypt to Israel, the promised land. Israel actually means the promised land. And what is the promised land like? That's also another very important, very wonderful point to consider. Promised land is the land where there is abundant of milk and honey. The land of milk and honey. Not meat and wine. The land of milk and honey. So they... Moses was leading them. But they had to go through the desert. Desert of Arabia. To go to Israel. But by the mercy of the Lord, they were getting a food called manna. But some people got tired of eating manna every day. They wanted to have some change. They wanted to have meat. So Moses told them, that, look, if you want, you'll get that, but be prepared for the consequences. And so the next morning when they woke up, they found there were lots of birds just flying around. So they caught the birds and roasted them and ate them. But soon after that, there was an epidemic of plague. And what happened? Those who ate the flesh of birds, they died of plague. Those who didn't eat, nothing happened to them. So, in this way we can see that Judaism and Christianity also promote vegetarianism. It's obvious that Jesus Christ was a vegetarian. There is no description of Jesus eating meat. The people, the common people, were eating fish and such non-vegetarian food. But Jesus never took meat. So, it is important that everybody seriously considers that these points and become situated on the right path of dharma. Then only the human society will see actual prosperity. Now the human society has so much external glamour, but everybody is empty. Everybody is miserable, everyone is suffering. Because they are following the path of adharma. But we have to establish the standard of dharma for everyone to follow. That's why Srila Prabhupada came. That's why Srila Prabhupada spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And as Srila Prabhupada's followers, we have to follow the principle that Srila Prabhupada gave. What Srila Prabhupada stood for, we must follow that path. So please practice this process very sincerely and preach it to others and you'll make rapid spiritual advancement. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande Hare. Does anybody have any question? Not give shelter, give some place for Kali to live. He didn't give shelter. He didn't say, Kali, come, stay in my palace. When he was about to kill Kali, Kali begged for life. So then he said, okay, I'll banish you from my kingdom. Kali said, where shall I go? Your kingdom is spreading all over the earth planet. If you banish me, where shall I go? And not only earth planet, including the ocean, was Parikshit Maharaj's domain. So then Parikshit Maharaj said, okay, where there are these four sinful activities, you can stay there. Where there is meat eating, where there is intoxication, where there is illicit sex and gambling, you can stay there. But Kali saw that in his kingdom, no one actually indulges in those activities. So Kali became very perturbed. What shall I do? He said, then he begged, please, give me some place where I can live, because in your country, in your place, in your kingdom, no one follows this, no one breaks this principle. Then finally he gave gold. And now with gold, what you can see what Kali is doing. Kali has captured the whole world, the entire world. Okay, Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande, Hare Krishna.